from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners, the road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster: wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go out to the WadeFord.com hotline. Welcome on that feisty quarterback from Soda Springs High School out in Idaho, one David Archer. Good morning, Arch.
What's up, buddy? How you doing?
Who was your most hated rival at Soda Springs?
Soda Springs, it was Marsh Valley High School. Yeah, we didn't beat him. I think we'd lost to him 8 or 9 times in a row my senior year. We were able to scratch out a win. They were the one that would kind of owned our conference, and we scratched out a win my senior year. Big win. Yeah, I would compare it to the win we had my third year against the Cowboys here when I was with the Falcons. So that's how big a win it was in Soda Springs.
Oh, they were your Marist. To this day, I still hate Marist with the heat of a thousand suns.
Let it go, Rob.
Let it go.
Did you
Avondale Blue Devil.
Were you on the Soda Springs paper, the front page, saying I hate them like you did the Cowboys and CBS?
Well, considering the paper only came out once a week, I had to wait for a week for it to come out. But, yeah, I think we had something on the front page. But, yeah, it was a weekly paper. The Caribou County Sun came out a week later and described our monster victory over the Marsh Valley Eagles.
Caribou County Sun. That's great. Arch, I hate to do this to you with the first question, but it's something that Mike and I have done since 5 a.m. this morning. We have been doing – What our good friend would like to do, call it roster math. And, you know, I know, Arch, you have 53, right? And you got to take the specialists away, and there's 50, and you take at least two quarterbacks. Now you're at 48, Arch. But what I would say to you is I am so intrigued and confused about how they're going to do this. I'm just talking about defense, because you didn't have TQ or Harrison or Goldman or Onyemata or Street or Jarrett play at all. And I feel like those guys have pretty good spots. But then you also have two rookies you're not cutting in Dorless and Aroro. And don't even get me started on the back half of the defense. Mm-mm. Like, are we going to have a surprise cut that we weren't even thinking about? Because you add in Judon and Simmons, and they're a lock too.
Yeah, it's going to be tough, Bo. There's no question about it. We talked a little bit about this in the pregame. I know Mike and I have discussed it a number of times out of practice. This is a more talented roster than Atlanta's had in recent years. And so you're gonna be in a position where you're gonna have to cut some guys that can play in the National Football League. And we'll probably be playing in not too many Sundays beyond the opening day Sunday for someone else. And that's the unfortunate part about it. I mean, the best part about it, you're in a great position that you think your roster is gonna be pretty talented and deep with the guys you keep. But you can't get caught up in letting guys go that you feel like can play, because at some point that was the way you wanted the roster. You wanted to be in a position to where that was the problem you had, is you're going to have to cut some guys that could play. But the 16-man practice squad, afford you a little bit of luxury. Now, whether you can keep some of these guys that are going to prove that they can play on that in that spot, knowing that the other 31 teams potentially might come calling to a couple of these players, but that's just the spot you're in. And I give credit to Terry Fontenot and his staff and Raheem Morris and his staff for putting together a group of 90 guys or whatever that have come into this camp, that you're going to be in that position where you're going to have to let a few guys go that can play.
Well, speaking of guys that have played themselves into roster spots, man, Natron Brooks, Arch, this past week. I don't know that in the last couple of years that I've been as impressed with anybody on the team, much less a cornerback stepping up and really look like a starting caliber corner. I mean, what'd you see from Natron Brooks this weekend, and do you think maybe he possibly played his way onto the 53-man?
Well, certainly possible, Mike. I think that you begin to look at the numbers, and I don't know if he has or not. You know, you start thinking about the versatility, what Kevin King brings to the table. Antonio Hamilton, and what his versatility as well, what he brings, because those two guys, King can play nickel linebacker, dime linebacker. Hamilton can play safety. Natron Brooks is going to play corner, and I know he's returning kicks, but there is some limitations to what the smallish corner from Southern Miss brings to the table. Now, you love his ferocity and the way he played this weekend, led the team in tackles, and just his attitude and all that kind of stuff. Was a practice squad member a year ago, but I don't know that he's played his way onto the team. You know, he certainly threw his hat in the ring, didn't he, as a guy that says, hey, look at me, I'm a guy you can count on to stand up out there. But right now, if you were to count the corners, he's probably sixth maybe on the list, five, six on the list. So I don't know. You have to wait and see.
Michael Penix did not play this weekend. I don't know how I necessarily feel about that. Certainly there might be some nuanced priorities as far as Raheem Morris and his staff. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I always wanted to play, Rob, you know. So, yeah. And I'm sure that Michael wants to play too. I know there's a skittishness, if you will, to getting guys banged up. I think some have pointed to Penix didn't play because they're not sure whether Cousins is going to be ready. I don't think that's the case at all. I would dispel that. And Mike and I have watched, and Bo have watched Cousins do a great deal of things out of practice, and he looks to me like he's ready to play. So I don't think there's a hesitation. Now, certainly, you know, you want to be deep at that position. You don't want Penix banged up going into the regular season. He was going to play behind an offensive line this weekend where you're probably going to keep maybe, what, Mike, two of those guys, maybe three of those guys that he was playing, that he would have been playing behind.
Yeah.
Is that fair to him to put him in there, you know, maybe bang him up physically as well as mentally because he's not getting the kind of protection or something that he needs that he necessarily would have been getting would he have been behind the first offensive line. So there's some of that there too. So there's a lot of, you know, I know we saw Mahomes play this weekend. You know, does he need to play in the preseason? You know, Caleb Williams, I know some of the other rookies are playing. You got one in Minnesota that got banged up in J.J. McCarthy. So it's kind of a crapshoot a little bit. Roz just decided that, hey, I'm going to protect my, you know, my top 44 guys or 45 guys, and we're going to go into – hopefully we'll hit the ground running when we play Pittsburgh on September 8th.
And I understand these players, they cost a lot of money, but the skittishness about injuries, it almost seems like the more skittish you are, you welcome in the injuries. You kind of create them in some sort of abstract sort of way.
Well, I mean, I guess. I mean, that's kind of you know, you're a little bit superstitious, I guess. You know, I get if you believe in superstition and stuff like that, if they don't play, they can't get hurt.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's the obvious part about it. If they don't play in these games, now they're getting their practices, and we were all out there for practice. What was it, last Wednesday, guys, or whatever it was, where they went for 2.5 hours, 2 hours and 45 minutes. It's one of the best practices I've had seen from an individual player in Drake London. The performance he put on, Kyle Pitts was big and all that kind of stuff. There were a number of guys stepped up, but I don't know that I've seen an individual practice in a training camp better than what Drake London put on last week. Does he need to play in a game to show that? I mean, he made one-handed stabs. He was running unbelievable routes. The competitiveness, he slammed his ball on the ground, took his helmet off, his teammates were rallying around him. I mean, that's what they're doing in practice right now, and they think they're getting enough out of the practices that equates to what they're going to need to come September 8 against Pittsburgh.
Arch, listen, he's one of those guys over here across from me that wants to throw with the 5-pound baseball when he's feeling arm fatigue. You know what I mean? He's like, I don't need to sit down and rest. I want to throw with the freaking medicine ball. That's what I want.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners, the road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster: wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I love it. Yeah, that's old school, where you had the old salt lick out there like a cow, where the cow went over and licked the salt lick just to get some salt in the system, right?
Arch, I thought that Brandon, two rookies that looked pretty good on Saturday was Brandon Dorlus and Ruka Rororo. I think Dorlus has looked pretty good this in the preseason games anyways, but going against, you know, seemingly what would be three starters played on that offensive line for Baltimore, what did you see out of the young guys on Saturday?
Yeah, it's a good point, Bo. I thought that was something that, you know, they had flashed in practices and did some things against Miami, from what I understand, against that Miami offensive line when Tua was slinging the ball in the practices, certainly not in the games, but they had flashed down there. But really, as a combination, Ororo obviously got his first sack. Thought he dominated one-on-one. That's something they saw on tape, that if you single him up, he's such a powerful player on the inside that he could dominate. He did that. Dorlus has been shown the versatility. I think they've been really impressed with Dorlus's ability against the run game. They thought he could rush the passer. That all came to life this weekend. I thought that there was a number of guys, you know, Damone Harris, I thought he did a good job of surfacing and doing some things. I'll tell you, there's so many good fights going on. When you start looking at, you know, you guys talked initially about the roster and who's on, who's off, and the fights. How about the linebacker core? We talked a little bit about this early on, where Nate Landman and you know, Troy Anderson and Caden Ellis, and then you add JT Bertrand, the rookie from Notre Dame. You think, wow, that also becomes a strength position. I mean, how about what Melo Eifer and Donovan Newton have done in their time that they've played? All of a sudden you look up and you've got six linebackers. You don't want to get rid of any of those guys. So it's going to be a real difficult task for Terry and Rod to sit down and try to carve out 53 players.
Well, Arch, real quick too, and we got, you know, just 30 seconds left here, but do you think that there's any way that Taylor Heinicke is on this 53-man going into week one? I think he played a lot better this weekend, but when you look at the need for quarterbacks kind of around the league and maybe in the need for an extra roster spot here in Atlanta, you wonder if Terry might steal a spot, you know, for the defense from that quarterback room.
No, it's a possibility, Mike. I think that Taylor has done enough, and I think they want to keep that as a security blanket here, unless something surfaces somewhere around the league where somebody needs a quarterback, and certainly that could potentially surface, no question.
All right, quickly, Arch, Georgia Tech, Florida State, and Dublin. Can Georgia Tech shock the world, or am I living in a fever dream?
Well, it depends on what kind of quarterback play Florida State gets, because I think that the better quarterback's probably on the surface and on paper wearing a Georgia Tech helmet. So we'll wait and see how that plays out, right?
All right, I agree, sir. Yeah, thank you very much, Arch. We appreciate you, brother.
See you guys. Take care.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.